On 6PR Breakfast, it's time to chat with Josh Kennedy from the West Coast Eagles.
At 19 past 7, here he is, the champ, Josh Kennedy. Good morning.
Good morning, mate.
Rough old day against the Pies.
Yeah, it was a rough old day. Yeah, it was another disappointing loss away, mate. And, look, you know, we broke down in a fair few areas of our game. And, Collingwood were pretty efficient in the end. They kicked pretty straight and they were able to move the footy with ease through inside 50 and our backs were under the pump. And we weren't able to stop anything. So it was, it was a disappointing day. Disappointing day over in Melbourne.
The coach called out the effort. That's always a bit of a concern.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It is a massive concern. So you have everything in place. You have your preparation, I suppose, going into a game. You know what you need to do. You know what you need to do as a team. And when effort's not there, it's pretty hard to execute what you want to do. So kind of ebb and flows in games, which has been an issue for us this year, in consistency over four quarters. And when there's no effort, especially, you know, in that second quarter where... they just outworked us and, that lead went from, five goals out to 10 goals. It's pretty hard to chip away back at that. So, it was very disappointing.
Well, can I put it sort of back on you, Josh, that effort is the one thing that you're always in control of. I mean, occasionally you have a bad skills day or the game plan doesn't work out or the opposition do things they don't expect you to or an opponent plays a blinder. But effort, I mean, is this a group that is at the moment complacent and self-satisfied?
I don't know if it's complacent and self-satisfied. I think it's just finding the right triggers to, be able to motivate and drive you to get up on game day and do what you want to do. It is. It's one thing that you can control. You can control your work rate. You can control your effort. You can control your mindset in how you want to perform. And, there's not many variables in that. So that's why... Like I said at the start, it is disappointing in the effort that happened on the weekend. And, we've come in yesterday, we've seen a lot of vision. It was pretty bad. And, you've got to get back on the horse and keep going because you can't just drop down and quit because we've still got three more games to go. We're sitting seventh. By the luck of the footy gods, we're still sitting seventh. So we're still a chance to make finals. So we've got to dig deep and everyone, as an individual from, a first game player right up to all us older blokes, we need to get better and you need to find ways to get better.
So the next opportunity to get better is against Melbourne. It's Monday night at home. What's the key to it?
Look, mate, it's I think for us as a unit, one, there's that mindset and there's that effort, which is individual. That's something that guys need to find their trigger to be able to switch on and bring what they need to bring on game day. And then there's the connectivity on ground in defending as a unit. Which we were quite bad. So Melbourne's, they've been one of the best teams all year. They're in really good form. They just spanked Gold Coast on the weekend, so they're coming over here to play us. So it's another really big challenge for our group to, one, play against one of the best teams, but then also individually find what they need to do to perform well, and then collectively as a group being able to defend a lot better than we did against Collingwood, because Collingwood pierced us apart. And like I said, we're 10 goals up in the second quarter, which... we don't want to do in Melbourne are a quality side and can do exactly the same if we bring the same intensity.
Paddy Sweeney, pretty confident that Tom Barrass will make his way back into the team and he's not ruling out Luke Shuey. Any insights for us?
No, look, well, I think Boots, as he said, he's 2 weeks and he's built into a bit of training last week. So he's looking pretty confident, I think, hopefully should be back. And then Tommy Barrass is very similar. He's done a fair bit of training over this weekend and then a little bit last week with us. So it'd be interesting to see how much he does today and Thursday. But both of those guys are looking like possibility of being back, which is fantastic.
Josh, good luck. It will be a big challenge. Melbourne are a good side, but this is why we play the games, isn't it? There's still a few weeks to go. Good on you. We'll chat next week.
That's it. Cheers, mate.
Josh Kennedy from the West Coast Eagles.